The Holy Letters in Volume 5. This is letter number 1413. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, on the 50th day of Shvat, Tov Shvi Dveis, Brooklyn. And Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I did receive your letter dated of the 8th day of Shvat in time. And I mentioned the names on the resting place, on the Tzion, of my father-in-law with all the titles. And I'm sure that he is going to arouse great mercy on all those that you mentioned in your letter to what they and for whatever what they need. I hope that by the time you receive my letter, your health has improved. And please notify me and also the situation of your family members that may they live. I am a little bit surprised, the Rebbe writes, that you did not come here, not on the 19th day of Kislev, Yutis Kislev, and not on the day of the Yortzeit, to visit, to be Mishtateyach, on the Tzion, on the gravesite of my father-in-law, the Rebbe. And although it's true, you have a ready, and it's correct, the matter, that you got a good excuse, you got a good reason, and an excuse for this. So this is only important as far as the matter of reward or punishment, that God forbid is not going to be punished for it that you weren't over here. But it is a very known about when you say Oynes Rachmona Patre, that if somebody is against his will, the Torah exempts him. So if a person can't do something because it's not his fault, so the Torah exempts him. But Kemando Ovid Le'amrina, we don't say like you did it. Okay, maybe you got a reason for not doing it, you got an excuse, but it's not considered just because you were forced and you could not do it doesn't mean that you did it. Rebbe says, I don't need to somebody like you to prolong in this matter. For sure, you will utilize your influence it says Beis Dalet, which I'm not sure who that is, to strengthen him and to encourage him, to be ma'orid him, that he should follow in the way of the Torah and the mitzvahs, and from time to time remind him about his promise to me that he's going to go back to the yeshiva, Temchet Mimim, and I'm hopeful, the Rebbe says, that at the end he will agree to this.